Yeah. Oh, beautiful. That's a big one. What's the line between people pleasing? It's funny, I just saw a piece. Me and Zvi just saw a piece from the Sichas Aran, and he says that it's much easier to be mechazik somebody else. It's much easier to give someone else, to make somebody else feel good. It's very easy to make someone feel good. It's very hard to make yourself feel as good as you can make somebody else feel. It's one of the things that I always say, that that's why we have each other. The reason we have each other is I could tell you, Shalom, how awesome you are. And yeah, I could tell you, Shalom, right? And we need that. And you could tell me how okay I might be, or something like that. That I'm all right. Thank you. Okay, really. So, but it's true. I wasn't saying that to be cute, but it's hard to say, oh, how awesome I am. Like that's. But somebody else could say and can make you feel good, and it's beautiful. It's important. It's so important. It's important to learn. You know, in the world of codependence, what happened because of codependence, right, is that people shy away from doing for others because they have to do it altruistically. They have to do it lishma, 100% lishma. But in a certain way, you feel good when you make somebody else feel good. It feels good to make somebody feel good. And that's beautiful. And Hashem made it that way. Hashem made it that we're supposed to help other people. Hashem made a poor person, it says, for the rich person, financially rich person. It's not just rich in finances, it's rich in anything. Some people have richness, right, of energy, right? Speaking of Shalom, Shalom has energy. So not everybody, right? So some people, so that you could give that to other people. Some people have lower energy. So you're rich when it comes to energy, but there might be other things, let's say, that you need from people that you don't have so well. And everybody has that. Everybody has that. Umakamlin dain mindain. That we all receive from each other. That's what achdus is. Achdus is not that we agree and we're the same. That's not achdus. People think that achdus means we agree. That's not achdus. As I said many times, you don't like your friends because you like your friends. You like yourself. And you want people to agree with you. So when someone agrees with you, you are happy because it validates me. People don't like disagreements. If you get to a level where I want people to disagree with me, because what does that do? Meshulam, speaking of, right, tzaddikim, Meshulam. Hey, Meshulam said that. It was one of the chidushim that Meshulam said, right, the other night. And it's a great chidush. It's so true. When you go like this with someone, you rub against someone, you create a space. It's so incredible, right? It's like you create a new space. It's like an incredible thing. You create space, and so back to your question, Shalom. Shalom's asking, what's the difference between, you know, people pleasing, and really the way it works is, are you being nice because, I think this is how the line goes, are you being nice because you're kind, or you're being nice because you are weak? Right? I'm weak, so I can't say no. I'm weak, so I can't set a boundary. So, because I can't set a boundary. So, Shalom, that's the million-dollar question. And the answer is, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course, setting a boundary is something that has to be done. And you could set a boundary in the nicest way possible. Some people are nice, but they can't set a boundary. They will end up hurting people. If you don't know how to set a boundary, setting a boundary and being nice have nothing to do with each other. People associate, oh, I'm going to be so nice to my kids, I'm going to let them do whatever they want. That's not being so nice to your kids. So I'm going to be so not nice to my kids, I'm not going to let them do anything that they want. That's not being so not nice to your kid. Meaning, it doesn't work like that. You could say no to someone and be the nicest person in the world. You could say yes to someone and be destroying somebody. So the what's important for all of us to remember, and this is what's difficult. It's very difficult to have gevura, to have strength, and to be sweet, to be nice. Why does everyone love Binyamin? Everyone loves Binyamin. One of the reasons. One of the reasons why everyone loves Binyamin. One of the million reasons why people love Binyamin. Because Binyamin gets things done. Binyamin does. So he has gevura. But he has gevura, but he's the nicest guy in the world. So how could that be? It's a stira. You're so nice. The answer is, that's teferes. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's beautiful when you see someone go ahead and be nice and be kind, and you end up respecting that person. We respect when someone creates boundaries. What happens is when the people we were around and our parents and our teachers and the culture created boundaries with anger and created no with negativity and with other agendas and everything attached to it. When you give someone a present and it smells bad and it's with a dirt, right? The Gemara says, the Gemara in Kedushin says, the Gemara in after, I don't know exactly what daf it is, we can look it up in the Chavtes, in the later Chavtes, maybe it's Lamed Aleph, where it says that a person could feed his parents and give your father the most first class meal, and you're destroying your relationship with him, right? Why? Because you're doing it with a go take your food, and you could give him something very pleasant, simple, but you do with love. You do it with love. So Shalom, to answer your question, it's what's going on inside of you. It's going on inside of us. What's going on inside of us? If I really care for somebody, and this is one of my favorite things to talk about a little bit, one of my favorite things to talk about, is that you never know what's going inside another person. And you could go ahead and you could look around during davening. You could look around, you could daven for people. Nobody knows that you're davening for them. You could look around. I'm going to give this advice to anyone who you don't like or someone who doesn't like you. My advice is daven for them. Bring them in your heart. You don't have to tell them anything. You know, daven for them. I know it's a high level. Daven for, why you're saying, why would I daven for them? Well, if you want to like them, if you want to have a good relationship, I want to love them, but I don't. If you have trouble with somebody in your relationship, if there's someone who you don't like, I'm not talking about Iran. I'm not talking about like. I'm talking about your roommate, a friend, someone who naturally you might not like, or someone who wronged you, or someone who you have a tough relationship. Try and bring them into your heart. Try and bring them in. If you're not ready for that, then don't do it. I'm not telling you, if a person's like, ugh, it makes me nauseous, then don't do it. But if you bring someone in your heart, they don't have to even know. They don't even have to know you brought them in. Daven for them. Think about them. Pray that they're good. Give to them. See, Shalom, that's a way that a person could say, am I doing it for them? Am I doing it for them? Do they have to know about it? When you give to somebody, you will love them. Why do parents love their children more than the children love their parents? Why? One of the reasons is, besides there's a natural thing that a parent loves a child, but there's also a natural thing that a child loves a parent. But who loves a parent? Who loves more? The parent loves the child more. It's yadua. Why? Because he's given to the child. He gives to the child. He works for the child. He puts in more for the child. The more you love someone as a verb, the more you will love them as a noun. If you're waiting for the love to come to you, if you're waiting, many people are just waiting to be loved. They're waiting for someone to love them. They're waiting for someone to love them. And a lot of us, most of us, all of us, need someone to love us. We need someone to love us. It's part of being a functional, beautiful human being, is that people love me. People love me. It doesn't have to be that everybody loves you. I said this yesterday. I was talking to, I think we were talking about with Reuven Yonah. We were talking about Kenei L'Chachaver. That Kenei L'Chachaver is a Lashon Yachid. What does it mean, Kenei L'Chachaver? Have a friend. It doesn't say you have to have a lot of friends. You could be friendly with a lot of people. You could be friendly with a lot of people. Kenei L'Chachaver means you have a good friend. A friend who you know cares about you. Somebody who's there for you. Someone who loves you. Someone who gives you. And you give that to them. That's incredible. If you're a person who's giving to other people, who's focused on giving to other people, giving and focusing on other people, I'm focusing on everybody else. So people think in the world of codependence that I'm not allowed to do that. It's not true. It's important to give to other people. It's important to be there for other people. Also, to learn to have people be there for you. It's not a contradiction. To have people be there for you. To learn to have people be there for you. Most people have a harder time receiving love. So you work on that. You work on being makir that the Rabbeinu Shem. You learn Shara Bitachan. You learn in Chavis Halvavis. Anybody learn that? You learn Chavis Halvavis. Shara Bitachan. You learn about how much Hashem loves you. And Hashem is there for you. And He's there to take care of you. What happens is when we're neglected and we feel neglect from our primary caregivers, that's usually what happens. When my mother or my father or my family or my siblings or whatever it is didn't give me what I needed. So what happens is we chase and chase and chase for people to give me what I needed. And what I needed. And the pshat is that you'll never get that. You'll never get that. What you could do is you could spend time healing. You could spend time working on that. Mirat Hashem, when you get married, Mirat Hashem, you bring other people in your life. You learn how to receive. You learn how to take. Receive, take. That's a very important distinction. Because when you take, I'm taking. When I receive, taking is more of like a burden. I'm taking something from you. Receiving is, you have what to give me. You have what to give me. And then you can give to other people. I had a therapist come over to me, a chash of a yid, came over to me the other day at the wedding, at a Ephraim's wedding, and he came over to me, he says he's starting, he's a chash of a yid, he learns, and he's starting to do therapy. He says, what's a piece of advice? Let's see if you guys know what I told him. He says, what's one piece of advice? He came over to me and says, what if you would tell me I'm starting in my world of therapy and helping people, what is your main piece of advice?
Go to therapy.
What?
Go to therapy.
What?
Same thing.
That what? Okay. Oh, exactly. Why? Why did I say that? What did I tell him? I said, it's beautiful in your journey you're going to do. It's beautiful. But make sure that you are healing yourself and make sure you're focused on yourself. Why? Because then you'll be able to take care of so many people. You'll overflow. Hurt people, Yehuda Teichman. Hurt people, healed people, heal people. So who's healed? Nobody's healed. We're healing. Healing, exactly. People who are healing, if I'm healing myself, then what happens is I suddenly overflow onto other people. So what happens is, it's incredible. It's incredible to be a giver. It's incredible to be a giver. It's incredible. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader. Could you imagine? You see from this week's parsha, Hashem offered Moshe Rabbeinu to go alone and to, you know, do it all himself. And he, you know, you're from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. You're good. Don't worry about the people. I'll make you great. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do that. He's there for the people. Moshe Rabbeinu's there for the people. The leader par excellence is Moshe Rabbeinu. The leader. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Who is he constantly talking to? Who's Moshe Rabbeinu constantly talking to? Hashem. Talk about filling yourself up. That's a pretty good fill up. He overflowed. He was able to. If you have a relationship with Hashem, you have a relationship was someone where you could receive. Moshe Rabbeinu is Anav, last week's parsha, Anav Mikol Adam. You know what that means when you're Anav Mikol Adam? It means you're able to receive from everyone. What? That what? Nice, nice. We could say a whole pshat in that. I like that, Binyamin. I have to think about that. I like that. I like that. Maybe that's what he was pushing away. Again, I'm not sure. I like what you're saying. And then Hashem told him, the more you'll be able to receive from me, the more you'll be able to give over. If you're feeling, Shalom, your question, if you're feeling, I'm so happy you asked this. And this is so yesodic. It's so important. It's so important to give to other people. It's so important to be there for your parents. I know that sounds so crazy, but it's so important. It could sound crazy because it's like, wow, be there for my parents. My parents are supposed to be there for me. Let's freeze that statement and put that to the side. Could be your parents were supposed to be there more for you, but you could also be there for your parents. You could be there for your parents. So you're saying, but I'm lacking. So figure out a way where you can receive and get that lack. Where can I get it? Maybe I can't get it from my father. Maybe I can't get it from my mother. Maybe I can't get it from my siblings. Maybe I can't get it. But maybe I can get it from my Rebbe. Maybe I can get it from my roommate. Maybe I can get it from my spouse. Maybe I can get it from my in-laws. From who said self? I could partly get it from myself. I don't like that 100% because you could get it by, let me say it like this, by you receiving from someone else that is doing it yourself. It's doing it yourself. But yes, you are right, Reuven Yonah. You could learn to, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, Reuven Yonah. I get a little bit nervous when people say, oh, I'm there for myself. Like, who's there for you? I'm there for myself. Hashem's there for me. Those are great answers. But it's also important, the reason Hashem puts other people in your life is to be able to receive from them to be there for you. And if you can raise your hand and say, nobody is there for me except for myself and Hashem, I would challenge you on that. Because that is a little bit dangerous. You need to have people who you are able to receive from, and I'm underlining the word receive and not take. You need to have people in your life who you can receive from, and then you'll continue to be able to give and flow and overflow. What sicha is that? Because we're gonna mark this as that sicha, because I like that. What sicha is that, Tzvi? Kuf chaf, something like that. We'll look it up in Sicha Saran. And it's incredible. What's the pshat? The pshat is kuf chaf. Thank you. 120. Sicha 120. Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? 120. What's the pshat? The pshat is that because of the world of codependency, that I'm so scared to be codependent, which is good. It's one of our things on the list of when you know you're ready to get married. One of the things on the list that you know you're ready to get married is not that you're not codependent, because everybody's codependent. It's that you're aware of what codependence is, and you're aware of your codependence or not codependent. It doesn't mean you're not going to be codependent. Codependent is way too broad of a category to say that you're not, because everybody is codependent. Codependent is basically that I put other people there before me, even if I'm going to hurt myself. Even if I'm going to hurt myself, I will do things for other people, and I don't know how to take care of myself. So all of us struggle with that. It's not a contradiction to say I'm going to do for others and I feel good when I do for others. I also need to learn to receive for me. I need to learn that someone can take care of me. Somebody could be there for me. That is so, so, so important. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, that's where Gaiva, it's actually this week's parsha is good. Could you give me my, where my Mesil Sharm? Or actually yours, you can bring, I'd rather you bring mine. I just want to read about the Meraglim. Question, comments as Ari is getting it. So Shalom, to answer your question, I want you to feel satisfied that I answered your question a little bit. Your question was, Shalom, you with me? Your question was, how do you know the difference between being nice and kind and people-pleasing? Thank you. Perfect. I think it's something that you got to that a person wants to be constantly working on, and to be aware, am I doing it because I'm weak? Am I doing it because I don't know how to set boundaries? And also my energy, how I feel, and am I able to receive? Am I able to receive? It's very important to ask yourself as a giver. You have to be a giver. You're a doer for other people. You're there for other people. You have to know your personality. Some people are much, it's harder for them to give. A giver has to ask himself. You want to ask yourself, am I able to receive? Am I able to be, to trust that somebody is there for me? Am I able to have someone be there for me? Sometimes we reject. Sometimes we push people away subconsciously. It says, question, comments, please. This is like a big sugya. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, man's search for meaning. Yeah. The book, yes. Meaning when you look, now again, Rabbi Widow, thank you. It is true, yes. I think, and I'm. It's funny that we're talking about this at this point, and it's good to bring this in. What I think has happened, and people, and it's beautiful, that people are afraid to give because they don't want to lose themselves, and that's a great fear to have. It's a great fear to have, that I got to make sure that I take care of myself. That's great. At the same time, you feel good when you give to someone and you daven for someone, when you're there for your parents. Oh, that's what I was saying. To be there. Imagine calling your mother and asking your mother, how are you doing? Imagine calling your father. Let's start by maybe sending a WhatsApp. That might be a little bit more comfortable. I'm just checking in to see how you're doing, and I wanted to tell you that I love you and thank you for everything. They'd be like, what happened to you? What's going on? What do you really need? How much money do you really need me to send you? No, I just want to tell you, I just learned, and it's been a long year in yeshiva. I want to thank you so much for being a great parent. But my father, yeah, you're right. You got to make sure that you are able to receive. Yes, it's important to know how to receive. Maybe I'm not going to receive that from my mother. Maybe I'm not going to receive that from my father. But why can't I give to my mother? Why can't I give to my mother? My siblings. Siblings. Let's not forget that. To be there for your siblings, whether you're the oldest, whether you're the youngest. To be there for your sister. To just say, you don't have to now, where codependence comes in, is where you feel that you are responsible for your mother and your father. I'm responsible for my sister. I'm responsible. I have to take care of my mother. I have to take care of my father. I have to take care of my siblings. As opposed to, I love my siblings. I love my father. I love my mother. And I want to be there for them. I want to be that person in the family. I want to be a rock. I want to be the rock for the family. Now you could question that also. Is it because I'm responsible? Or it's because I love and I care and I want to be there for my wife. I want to be there for my children. I want to be there for the place that I work at. I want to be there for my yeshiva. There's nothing wrong with saying I want to be there for my yeshiva. I want to be there for my roommates. I want to have them in mind. I want to receive. Ask yourself. That's a great thing that we could talk about. Ari, we'll have to process that, right? Meshulam, I'll put that on your plate as well, right? We got to process that to ask yourself. I don't mean you guys that you need that. I was just saying to help us process it. I wasn't saying, I mean, we all need it. But I was saying to process this point, ask yourself, can I receive? And the answer is yes, you can, because everybody can. And the answer is, who do I receive? Make that list of who am I able to receive from? Who do I want to learn to receive from? Not take from. Yes, Baruch. Yes. What do you do? So what do you do when you're aware that you're blocking receiving? You go like this, and you have someone go, yes, great. You know why? Because that means you are a human on planet Earth. Right? And you go like that. And you say, yes, yes, yes. I have trouble receiving. And that's okay that I have trouble receiving. The first thing is that awareness. And then you could say, okay, what stage of life am I in? What stage of life am I in? Am I ready to get married? People think you're ready to get married. People think they're ready to get married. You're going to give and you're going to give and you're going to give and you're going to give, which is true. You're going to give, you're going to give, you're going to give. But you're also going to learn how to receive, because that's what a relationship is. A relationship is that you're able to receive and you're able to give. You're able to have. With Hashem, it's the same exact thing. Hashem, it's the same thing. If we would receive what Hashem gives us, if we would receive it, if we would be like, oh my goodness, I'm humble, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, like Binyamin was saying, maybe whatever that means, he struggled, we'll have to look into that. He wanted to give it to Aaron, but then what did he do? Unav mikol adam, as we were saying, he's humble. What does that mean? It means, why do people have trouble saying thank you? You ever think about that? We've spoken about that. Why do people have trouble saying thank you? I don't need you. We have to say thank you. I don't need you. Say thank you. What's thank you? Is hodah. It's thank you. You bend over. You're like, I need you. I don't want to say I need you. But a humble person, David HaMelech is humble. David HaMelech is Yehuda. David HaMelech is hodah. David HaMelech is Tehillim. I need you. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need a shoulder to lean on. What's wrong with saying I need a shoulder to lean on? I'm down. I need Yosef to be mechazek. Right? Yosef says mechazek everybody, right? I need Yosef. I need Yosef. I do on Shabbos when I'm sitting there and I like to drink seltzer. I don't drink Pepsi and I don't drink water so much. Water I would drink as my second drink. I don't drink soda. I try not to drink soda. I drink seltzer, a little yayin. I'm not a big alcohol drinker. And Yosef, he says he takes care of me. He'll bring Avremel, Reuven Yonah, some guys. You know how good that feels to me? You know how good that feels that I feel that they're taking care of me? They're taking care of me? It feels good. It's a little thing. When my wife this morning, so usually my wife will make a wrap. She'll make me like something for breakfast. And it's weird to shout out my wife, but I'll shout her out because she did it. Wait, I didn't say the story yet. I didn't say, wait to the story, and then you'll give a real clap. And you know, I don't have to tell you all. It's just been crazy at the house and everywhere. And I like was quiet. It's a shame you guys got to do this. I was quiet. Usually my wife is up very, very early, but because of the siren, she fell back asleep. And when I was leaving, there's nothing better than leaving my room and my wife is sleeping, because it never happens, and I'm quiet and I make sure I don't wake her up, and I'm like, yes, Yodi, just be quiet. Shh, be quiet. And like, I'll like close the door. As I'm closing the door, like I'll peek like she's still sleeping, and I'm like, yes. And then I don't want to text her like I left, you know, and whatever, because I don't want to wake her up with the ring of the phone. And then I'll wait till after davening, and then whatever it is. But this time I was a little bit upset because I was a little bit hungry. And usually my wife will be up and she'll make me something to take to yeshiva. And instead what happens, I look at my phone after davening and my wife writes to me, I'm walking over to bring you a wrap, the egg wrap. And that, now this is going to sound a little arrogant, but I'm not saying it to be arrogant. It's the truth. I'm a very good husband also. So because, yeah. Huh? Yeah, Zemuklat. 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 Hashem Yodea. Why am I saying that? Because it takes two to tango. Takes two to tango. Yeah, my wife's awesome. But you gotta work on that relationship. It's receive. It's being able to receive. And know what it is. Know what it is to send. To be able to say thank you so much. You're going to say thank you so much for going out of your way. Thank you so much. And it doesn't start with your wife. It starts with your parents. Yeah, you might have beef with your parents. Yeah, you might got stuff with your parents. And if you do, what am I going to say? If you do, then welcome. No. Don't suck it up. If you do, welcome to planet Earth. So if you have issues, guess what, everybody? You think your children are not going to have their stuff with you? Sure, they're going to have their stuff with you. And what is it? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to have stuff with people. But what we need to learn is to say, okay, can I give to my mother? Can I give to my father? Can I give to my brother? Can I give to my sister? Can I give them 3%? Can I give them 4%? Can I receive something from my parents? Can I receive something? And in all relationships, it's like that. All relationships, it's like that. Learning. And it's funny, Binyamin, that you said, I'm going to look at that. I like this pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu that you're saying. Moshe Rabbeinu, I think Moshe Rabbeinu came to a point. Moshe Rabbeinu came to a point, obviously it's Moshe Rabbeinu we're talking about. Came to a point where you're anav mikol adam. It means it's ironic. The biggest person who can receive the most is the one who can give over the most. A leader, as you've heard this from me, not enough times. Leaders create followers. Great leaders create leaders. Why? Because you're helping people themselves do the same thing that you're doing. And that is to be, willing to be alone, but you can't do it alone. To be open. When you're able to be open to receive from people, Ezel Chacham Aloymed Mikol Adam. Ezel Chacham Aloymed Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what it says about, I didn't say this last week's parasha. I'll end off with this. Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shalom, it's going to come back full circle to you. Moshe Rabbeinu, because I'm going to say that story. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says it's Anav Mikol. Can someone quickly look? Ruben Yona, could you look up the Pasuk? Anav Mikol, or you probably might know the Pasuk. It says Anav Mikol Ha'adam. It doesn't say Anav Mikol Adam. State in the Pasuk, please verify for me. Anav Mikol Ha'adam. It better say that because that's the pshat is based on that. Someone could look it up. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, what is it? Shishi? Shvi, Chamishi, Shishi? Anav Mikol Ha'adam. Listen to this pshat. From the Beis Yisrael.
12:3.
What does it say? And what does it say? Mikol Adam or Ha'adam? Yes, I'm right. We call Ha'adam. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference between Adam? What's the difference between Adam and Ha'adam? Anybody know? What's the difference between Adam and Ha'adam?
The letter.
Yeah, but what's the difference when it says Ha'adam or Adam? What? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Atem kruim Adam, ve'ein umas ha'olam kruim Adam. The Jewish people are called Adam, and the entire species of man is called Ha'adam. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? I am more humble than what? Any man on the face of earth. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Beis Yisrael said this, that Moshe Rabbeinu held himself lower than even a guy. Because it says, Anav Mikol Ha'adam.
Humble doesn't mean lower.
Yeah, sure it does. He held of, sure it does. It means I'm under them. I'm more humble. It doesn't mean he wasn't connected to Hashem. But he would learn. He would say, wow, he did. According to this, what's the pshat? See, we get nervous with that. David HaMelech says, Anoichi Toilas V'lo Ish. What does that mean? I'm a worm. I'm not a man. David HaMelech. David HaMelech. He's the king. He's the king. He's the king. He's wearing the crown. And what does he say? I'm more humble. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? The pshat is because you're able to receive. When I'm like this, if I'm like this, if I'm like this, so then that's how you pour into the cup. I can't receive from my coffee when I'm like this. Can't go like that. I can't drink like that. I can't receive. In order for me to receive from this, I have to be under it. That's how, by the way, the tzaddikim eat and drink, by the way. They don't eat and drink like this, like that, because then, right? They're humble. They bring the food. The food comes to them. I'm humble. I'm humble. I make myself humble. When you're like this to a person, when you stand above a person, an arrogant person is, I'll tell you, buddy, I'll tell you what's going on. If you're under a person, you're able to receive. You're able to receive. And when you're able to receive, when you're able to be makabel, when you're able to receive, you're the most powerful. You can give so much. You know why? Because you just got filled up and filled up and filled up. And that's why you overflow. You don't have to pour. You don't have to pour. You're receiving, receiving, receiving.
And when a cup is full, then you can't, then the people above you actually can't.
Then what?
When your cup is super full, the people above you can't actually take it.
You're talking about
Hey, what? Filling
up on the top. You can drink from that without putting it above you. So the people that are above you.
Nice, Kenny. Nice, nice. Also, nice. It could spread, it spritzes out. Yafutsu mainasecha chutza. It sprays. Maybe that's the pshat. It literally, you become right. Shalom in tzans. Shalom in tzans. Anybody who's in shalom with shalom in tzans, we were walking in the parking lot, and we see this. Hung, I don't know where tzans is even, in somewhere in Poland, Hungary, wherever the border, whatever it is, and we're in this parking lot. I'm like, right, we're around the cemetery. It's dark at night, and a guy is walking there. Who knows what's going on? And everyone's crowds around. I'm like, guys, let's get out of here. And Shalom's like, he's a person who just wants. He was asking for something. He's a person. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a person. That means Shalom holds. That means Shalom is. Yeah. And if you receive that, if you're in touch with your receiving that, then you'll overflow a billion times more. You'll overflow a billion times more. It's like ironic. It's for a different shiur because already is 6:41. It's ironic. It's very. That's why we got to think about it, Meshulam. I'm serious. We got to think about it. I'm telling you, this is we're on to something over here. And Binyamin will have to say that pshat over here. Well, when you fight receiving, then it's hard for you to overflow. The more you're able to receive, then suddenly you start getting open. Start giving. I just chop very good also. I just thought of a pshat right now. And then Avi will get to you. That's why when a person gets married, he's able to give. Because when you're able to receive from this woman, guys want to get married. I want to give. I want to give. I want to give. Yeah, when you'll receive that love, you'll be able to give. Be able to give. It's not like tight. Okay, to be continued on this. Look at this, guys. We're mamish sitting here in a Beis Medrash way after the Zman, during color war. Right. Like, so much going on, missiles flying, summer here, and everyone's sitting here growing and changing and sitting in a Beis Medrash, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and leaders and first receiving. Ever. First Rebbe, and it's Avremel's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
21, right? So, Shiduchim. Shiduchim Tovim. Okay, Avi, wrap us up, and then Nisanel, you'll give us, if you could give us a halacha, please.
Not receive to give.
Okay, good. So good. You have to, that.
And another thing is, like, I feel like humble people usually don't say that, like, I'm humble. Like, I'm the most humble.
Right.
So, like, that's.
So what? So.
I'd say, like, the plus success.
Yeah, they talk about that. Masil Sharm, they speak about that. Because anivus, the main part of humility is from within. It's not what you say, it's what's inside. You could have a guy who's walking around, who's looks like he... There is action of humility as well. But you could have a guy who does all the actions of humility. These are actions of humility. And he's down, and he's humble, but I'm better than everybody. So that's a Balgaiv. And then you could have a guy who's up there, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, who's a warrior, but inside, deep down inside, he knows who he is. That's a different conversation for another time. That's a good point. Nisanel, could you give us a halacha, please?
Even though a machlekes is well known, it is still forbidden to talk negatively about either side. One should be careful to not make a general negative statement about the people involved in the machlekes.
Okay, have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life. Thank you.